Hello, Connected Parents, and welcome to another episode of Connected Parenting. Today, I want to talk about grandparents, a treasure. They're wonderful. They add such richness to our lives and our family lives. I know it can be complicated and there can be some dynamics and some intergenerational differences, but it really is such an amazing, amazing opportunity for our kids to get close to their grandparents. It's a very special relationship. And truly, there's no one else besides you who loves your kids as much as you do. And that makes it very, very special. So today we're going to talk about grandparents.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Caleri. I'm a child and family therapist and a parenting coach and the founder of Connected Parenting. And welcome to the Connected Parenting Weekly Podcast. Join me every week and we'll tackle everything from temper tantrums to bedtime to sibling issues to teenage angst. Parenting can be so wonderful, but it can be so hard. Parents often say to me, hey, can you just come live at my house? This is the next best thing. Let's do this together.
All right. So the first place to start, I think, is with intergenerational differences. The world is very different than it was. And parenting today is entirely different than it was 30 or 40 years ago. I'm sure every generation says this. But I think there are some key things in our culture today that have really made parenting challenging and really shifted things. So the first thing to kind of think about is a lot of the parenting strategies, and I even find that I'm talking to today's parents about this, that maybe worked when we were kids, no longer work. The world has just shifted. It has moved on. There's some good things that have come with that. There's some bad things that have come with that. We really moved from, I guess, a parent-centered model. And this is certainly the way it was when I was a kid. You know, children should be seen and not heard. They need to be respectful. They need to say hello and goodbye. You know, they have to go to a restaurant. You didn't get a box of toys. You had to sit there. You went to somebody's house. You had to be polite. So there were certain things that were quite different about the world back then than it is today. You know, it's very much a child-centered model right now. So it's all about keeping the kids happy. And, you know, they do get a basket of toys in the restaurant. And, you know, we make all kinds of accommodations for their behavior and apologize for their behavior. And I think things have just really, really shifted. I think there are both some good things and some bad things about that. I think, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, it was more clear in terms of hierarchy, you know, that parents and adults were in charge. They were kind of the alpha. Their job was to keep kids safe. And there was a sense of that, I think, as children. The downside is children were taught to never talk back, which meant to be very obedient, even in situations that weren't great. The kids were spanked and hit and told to suck it up. And if you're bullied, too bad, that happened to me. So there were certainly things that weren't great about it. But I think with a fully child-centered model, we've also shifted things a bit so that the kids have, I think, too much space in some cases. There aren't enough kind of firm, loving limits that kids know that they need to follow. So I think kids in general feel a little less safe, just a little more, I don't know, like they have too much power. And I think with that comes an increase in anxiety and certainly a pushing of boundaries and behavior. So things have certainly changed, and that can cause some intergenerational issues. So there's kind of two scenarios that I see. One, you know, is grandparents who are like, this is ridiculous. You guys don't know what you're doing. You're letting your kids get away with everything. This isn't good for them. And the parents sort of pushing back and saying, yeah, well, we don't do things that way anymore. And we really have a kind of softer approach. And we really believe in, you know, discussing things and, you know, having more opportunities for our kids to grow. And there can be some real clashing that way. You know, the other is you'll see grandparents that are like, you know what, let's break the rules. I'm not the parent. I don't have to deal with you being all sugared up. It's fine. And kind of spoiling the kids and changing all the rules and just kind of throwing everything to the wind and having fun. And then the parent getting really frustrated because they get all wound up with grandma, or they get away with everything with grandpa, and then they come home and they're wild for a few hours. So it's often two of those scenarios. And sometimes it can be a blend of the two, but it can cause some real issues. So the first thing I'd like to really kind of discuss is, you know, in that scenario where, you know, the grandparents are spoiling the kids, I know it can feel really undermining sometimes, and it can be really frustrating, and you want things to be the same. and you want your kids to kind of, I don't know, be able to follow the rules in all places. But the truth is, if the rules are different at grandma's, that's okay. They're going to meet all kinds of different adults. They're going to have different teachers and different camp counselors and different bosses. And there'll be all kinds of adults that they have to figure out how to navigate relationships with and make good choices and recuperate if things, you know, have been a little bit wild. So they're still learning in all of those situations. So what you can actually do is some front loading with your kids. So I know when you go to grandma's, this happens and she allows this and she allows that. And that's not what we allow in our house, but it's grandma's house. It's grandma's rules. And we expect, you know, reasonable behavior when you come home. You can kind of do sort of an overarching kind of set of rules around that, which will make a difference. You know, the reverse is also true. Maybe grandma has or grandpa has way more rules in their house and you don't, you know, they'll yell at you if you have your shoes on in the house or you put your feet on the coffee table. And instead of getting into a big kind of discussion with your parent or mother-in-law about, no, that's not how we talk to our kids. And, you know, we approach things a little differently because that often doesn't go over well. Talk to your child first. All right, I need to remind you that grandma is really strict about shoes on in the house or not getting the dog going or not putting your feet on the coffee table. And know that going in, that if you choose that behavior in grandma's house, she may have a reaction that you don't like. And that's a real reaction in this world. There will be lots of adults that respond to you that way. And you have to learn how to handle that. And you might want to make a different choice. So it's really allowing your kids to have that flexibility. And what that really enables you to do is just relax a little bit and just let them go and have fun. The stories and the history and the different viewpoint on the world is so rich and so wonderful that I think that's really worth having. Where this gets complicated is if you have really difficult dynamics, you know, if there's really painful dynamics or childhood trauma, or, you know, you really haven't recovered in some ways from the ways that your parents parented you. And I guess there you want to just have really good boundaries. Maybe you're really limiting visits. Maybe you're not seeing them very much at all. But if you have a really open relationship with your parents, just kind of relax. Just don't worry about it so much. Let it all kind of flow. It's all going to work out. And it's all part of children growing up and figuring out how to navigate different relationships. Okay, the other thing I think that's really important is boundary setting. So you need to set boundaries with your parents or your in-laws that, you know, in a really gentle, loving way. Hey, I love that you have fun with my child and everything, you know, gets exciting and kind of fun, but it's really hard when we go home. So if things get really wild, with all due respect, we love you dearly, but we're going to probably end this visit early. So doing a lot of kind of front loading can make a real difference. That's also helpful if your child is a gladiator and they really act out and you're spending the whole visit on, you know, pins and needles, you know, worrying about when your child is going to blow it or, you know, ruin the visit. It's just better to kind of, when you arrive, say, hey, my child's having a bit of a hard day today. You know, he's a little bit off. So we might end up leaving early, or we might take, you know, one of us will stay with, you know, one kid and the other one may leave. I'm just kind of front loading that visit. So you're not so stressed the whole time about offending your parents or your in-laws or upsetting them. Setting those boundaries in advance can make a really big difference. And again, if you do feel like you need to set a boundary. So if your in-laws or your parents speak to your child in a way that you really just does not sit with you, you can mirror first, always mirror first. Tell them you love them and you know they know what they're doing and they certainly raised you and you understand that they see things very differently, but you're working really hard at a different style of parenting. And in this case, you're not comfortable with that. And they need to know that this is how you're doing things and you're going to leave if this continues to escalate. Then involve them in what you're doing. Send them podcasts and have them read things and share with them what you're doing with your connected parenting journey, because it can look really weird from the outside. It can look like, why are you being so soft? Why are you doing all this gentle connecting when your kid just really needs a good, you know what? And you kind of have to educate them, you know, around the science and the meaning behind it and the neurobiology of love. Just let them in to the situation and give them materials so they can be brought up to speed on what you're doing. And they don't have to participate, but at least they know what you're doing, and it'll give them a bit of context, and that can make a huge difference around boundary setting. I guess the other piece that's really important about this is parents need respite. You need a break. So even if things aren't perfect, if you don't love the way your parents or your in-laws are handling things, as long as it's not a dangerous situation or it's unsafe, just allow that to happen so that you can take a break, so that you can get charged up, so you can go and do something that's just for you, or for you and your spouse or your partner, where you go and do things together, and just don't worry about what's happening at the grandparents' house. Let them, they know what they're doing. They raised you. They'll figure it out. Everyone's going to be okay. And just see if you can really set that boundary for yourself. So this is some respite that you can get, because it is really tough. Parenting is really hard, and you need all hands on deck sometimes. So try to focus on the love. Try to focus on the history, the stories that your children can learn from their grandparents, the experience that they're having with different adults. That's a really important part of their mental health and their psychological health and their social health. And this is a hard thing to say, but, you know, dealing with our own parents aging and them getting older, you know, it can be so hard for us to watch that happen. And the truth is, they're really there for such a short time during your children's lives. Like, if you're lucky, they're there for a much longer period, but this time goes really quickly. And try really hard to treasure that relationship and help your children treasure that relationship. If you're lucky enough to have parents and in-laws in your lives, and if your relationships are, you know, reasonably positive and not toxic, it's a treasure. So really hang on to it. It's very special. So thank you so much for joining me today. If you want more information, please go to connectedparenting.com. I've got all kinds of resources there for you. We've got online courses, a series of online courses actually, that are really great online resources. One of the courses, you know, I'm actually interacting with everybody. I do a monthly coaching call with families from all over the world. So it's pretty amazing. My books are on there. We have a whole team of connected parenting therapists and parenting coaches that can help you on your parenting journey. And I will see you next time on the next episode of Connected Parenting.